With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A judge ruling that ICE agents cannot make warrantless arrest in Oregon unless there's a risk of escape. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
The ruling is in response to a lawsuit filed by a nonprofit law firm representing a man who was detained by immigration officers without a warrant. The judge issued a preliminary injunction in a proposed class action lawsuit targeting the Department of Homeland Security's arrest of immigrants during enforcement operations. Courts in Colorado and Washington, D.C. have issued similar rulings, and the government has appealed them. I'm Mike Hempen.
Job openings are at their lowest level in more than 5 years.
The Labor Department says job vacancies fell to 6.5 million in December from 6.9 million in November. Layoffs rose slightly, and the number of people quitting their jobs was essentially unchanged at 3.2 million. But economic growth is still strong. GDP, the nation's output of goods and services, advanced from July through September at the fastest pace in 2 years. Economists aren't sure if hiring will accelerate to catch up to strong growth or if growth will slow to reflect a weaker labor market. Donna Water, Washington.
A deputy chief of Russian military intelligence shot and wounded Friday, Lieutenant General Vladimir Alexeyev, was attacked by an unidentified assailant in Moscow. Officials say he has been hospitalized. Arizona investigators believe Nancy Guthrie is out there, adding, "We want her back home." Officials say they are taking ransom notes to media outlets very seriously. They include a demand for money, and one says a deadline. This is SRN News. Well, this year for the Super Bowl, there will be not one, but two halftime shows.
Turning Point USA, founded by the late Charlie Kirk, will offer alternative entertainment during the break in the big game this year. The organization is hoping Americans will switch channels at the half to enjoy performances by Kid Rock and a bevy of country music stars on TPUSA's YouTube channel, Hulu, or other outlets. The show is being offered as an alternative to the official halftime show with rapper Bad Bunny, which will reportedly be a tribute to, quote, queer icons. Michael Harrington reporting.
Nine men accused of carrying out a deadly attack on Christian villages in Nigeria have been arraigned before a federal court. More than 150 people died in that particular incident. Defendants are being charged with 57 counts of terrorism. They could be sentenced to death or life imprisonment if convicted. This is SRN News. Oh, the Bank of England has kept rates the same.
The central bank, which sets interest rates for the whole of the UK, kept its main rate unchanged at 3.75%. The bank has been steadily reducing interest rates over the past 18 months, usually every 3 months, and last cut its key rate in December by a quarter of a percentage point. Economic forecasts suggest further cuts are coming, as the bank is predicting inflation will drop back from 3.4% to its 2% target in the coming months. Karen Shamas, London.
Authorities in a northeastern Pennsylvania hospital say they are absolutely amazed. The fire there midweek, no one was killed, and for that matter, nobody was hurt. Three people have been killed in Los Angeles when an elderly motorist hit a bicycle and then rammed into a grocery store. More details, srnnews.com.